The year I turn 18, our atmosphere will release the last particle of helium into space. There are theories that the universe is random, encryptedly cruel. I can't completely agree, considering I was born in the second year of the second millennium, on the 20th, and the second atomic element will leave our planet in 2020, 2 years from now. The universe is made up of math. All algebra, generally geometry, tensor trig, and covered in calculus, then tell me. Is 18 an equation where if 1 is singularity and 8 is dignified infinity, then 18 equals adulthood? But of course no mathematician will answer me till I solve for that constant, find the double of fear, the square root of censure, round to significance, to 18, to having rights, a vote, a voice, a person. A person that forgets anyone with less than 2 digits painted under their eyes, 7 or less nails added to their 10 counting fingertips, still has a mind behind those eyes, and a mouth behind your fingers, the fingers that press against our mouths and children should be seen and not heard. Yet, children have 2 eyes and 2 ears, do they not? The better to see you with, my dear. The better to see the wolf's severed head and Granny's nightcap, the little mermaid's rotting scales of plastic treasures on your plasma screen TVs. You can cradle your false remote, but we did not study the secrets of the stars to spoon-feed our nearly grown children lies of innocence. It was a child that found the rest of Snow White's poisoned apple, and a child's corpse that will lay in the silicone casket, their soul floating up, up, up. Some are too pure for this world. Oh, really? The false fragility you inflict won't stop us from staying, from working, like the 117 other elements, straining to hold the matter of our world together. Though our second digit isn't equal to or greater than 8. The helium is leaving our atmosphere, and I refuse to wait for balloons to become obsolete before I fill my future. What is 18, 21, 4.6 billion, except a number? They say age is experience, but some see more for each turn of the earth than others will, an entire circuit of the sun. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Tell me I don't know, that I can only stare at the stars, gazing longingly at understanding, without even my fingertips brushing its angular edges. But they do. I know that stars are spheres of plasma, fusing hydrogen atoms into helium in their cores. I know that when hydrogen is gone, they frantically fuse larger elements, building the blocks of life in death. I know our sun will die, too. And I ask you, if you were witness to the eminence of a supernova, would you just stand and wait?